Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A WWE name is fired following a bizarre live event incident, plus an Impact star's shock exit ahead of their WWE return was seen for all last night, and we have an update on William Regal's AEW status. For Friday, December the 2nd, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for a brief intermission.
Bueno, muchísimas gracias a cada uno de ustedes. Gracias, gracias, gracias. Y quiero que se despidan, por favor, con un fuerte grito para que la Ciudad de México después reciba en un Premium Live Event a WWE.
You'll be hearing today the name Quetzalli Bulnes quite a bit. Now, you may or may not be familiar already with Bulnes's work as the host of WWE Ahura on YouTube. She's popped up on Le Brunch to WWE as well. She revealed on her social media that she was fired from WWE after a very bizarre incident at a live event a few weeks ago. So Figure Four Online via Super Luchas describe what went down here. They say there was a scary incident that angered some fans in attendance. Quetzalli Bulnes wanted to give an unplanned spot on the show to one of her friends, a wrestling YouTuber from Spain named Falback, who was ringside. Now, Falback jumped the barricade after Quetzalli encouraged him to do so. Byron Saxon called security to catch him, but Quetzalli ordered them not to do anything to him. Byron Saxon's face was one of fear and then of anger when Quetzalli, for this situation, of which he clearly had no knowledge. Falback attempted to get in the ring, but Quetzalli angrily yelled at him to leave and return to ringside. It was reported that Falback apparently asked Quetzalli for a shout-out at the show and to go for him at ringside, because if she did that, he would give her a gift. But Falback's plan would have been to get into the ring, declare his love for her, and steal a kiss, regardless of Quetzalli's response. That's from Figure Four via Super Luchas. Bulnes announced the news that she was gone from WWE in a now-deleted TikTok video, saying, "I feel sad and a little lost. I don't know where I'm going to go." Said it felt like she was in mourning, being away from WWE. Falback posted a YouTube video talking about it. He said he wanted to capitalize on some of the chemistry that he and Bulnes had in previous WWE social media videos. And after chants of Falback had been heard at Mexico City, Bulnes wanted to work something into a show at Mexico City, and the one in question was the one that it was meant to go down. However, it hadn't been properly communicated to WWE management that what was going to happen, hence the confusion from Byron Saxton, and hence the consequent release of Quetzalli Bulnes. We'll have more on this story as we get it.
Why did you make me do this? We were plagued by failure. We have been since the inception.
No! We can fix this!
Yes, we can. You can. You are violence. Do what you were reborn to do. Kill the sickness.
I was blind, but now I see.
Become the violence. Embrace the violence. You are the design. Eliminate the sickness. Eliminate the sickness!
Stop! Coming from the rain, I was colder than a cross that was left alone and forged as another legend lost. And just before the gun could have killed all.
Those were the final moments of Eric Young in Impact Wrestling and possibly in life. That was his shocking exit from Impact last night, in which he is stabbed to death by Violent by Design leader Dina, the new leader of the group that Eric Young once spearheaded. He was booted from the group recently, and this leads to what we see here, a very aggressive end for Eric Young. PW Insider, give us some reasons as to why this is such a final bit of business for Eric Young, saying there was no reported details as to where he will be and what he will do, but PW Insider have confirmed that Eric Young is returning to WWE. There are no reports as to where he will go, whether it be the main roster or NXT. No start date is set, but it looks as if the former leader of Sanity is heading back to WWE at time of recording. Good get. I think Eric Young is one of those guys that could easily lead a faction like Sanity once again and be a bit of a player manager in WWE as well. There's so much he can offer the wrestling world beyond just having matches. So I'm really up for seeing what Eric Young will do as part of WWE, providing, of course, he survives being stabbed to death by Dina.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bring them out! The story of William Regal rolls on this morning. So Regal was very aggressively sent away from AEW TV with brass knucks to the back of the head from the AEW champion MJF on Wednesday. And this started some conversations about the status of William Regal's AEW deal. Originally, Brian Alvarez and Dave Meltzer had said it was a 3-year deal. We then heard from numerous other reports and sources that said that wasn't the case. Sean Ross Sapp saying that the deal with Regal was up this month. Brian Alvarez adds a little bit more to that today by saying the belief among people within WWE is that when he signed with AEW, he essentially had an agreement where if Triple H returns to power, he can go back to WWE. And Triple H is now back in power. The belief within WWE is that he is going back to WWE. And it was part of an agreement that he made when he signed. So Triple H now back in power, William Regal is returning. Whether that is the case, we will, I'm sure, find out soon enough. Fightful Select had some words from people behind the scenes at AEW as well. They say, quote, William Regal could already be on his way out. Fightful Select has learned that talent is of the belief that William Regal's AEW deal could be up in December of this year, i.e. now. This was also being speculated at this past weekend's WrestleCade event. Looking very much like William Regal was written off AEW TV for a return to WWE. A few more bits of news and I'll leave you to your weekend. WWE Hall of Famers Trish Stratus and Steve Austin could play parts in WrestleMania week. WrestleVotes saying that WWE are looking to have additional shows throughout that weekend of WrestleMania, similar to that of Undertaker's One Dead Man Show. Live interactive shows with Steve Austin and Trish Stratus, to name a few, have been discussed. We saw Steve Austin getting into shape recently on his Instagram, which started speculation about another match. He's since said he just wants to get his health back on track after putting a bit of timber on. But hasn't said no to a match. Just putting that out there. Speaking of matches, WrestlingNews.com say that Ronda Rousey has a match in the future with Raquel Rodriguez. And Rodriguez will challenge Ronda for the SmackDown Women's title at the Royal Rumble. Rodriguez has been selling that left arm after being attacked by Rousey on SmackDown. And this is going to lead to Rodriguez getting a match against Ronda Rousey, who I believe could give Ronda a run for her money, more so than probably Shotzi did. As for post-Rumble plans, WrestleNews.co continues, we haven't heard anything yet for Rodriguez, but we're told that Rousey is scheduled to go into WrestleMania as the champion, which would suggest that she will retain the belt at the Rumble. So big plans for Rodriguez and Ronda to have themselves a showdown at the Royal Rumble. I think they could have some fun with that. Looking backstage at WWE, there have been some rumours doing the rounds about Kevin Dunn's current status with the company. Fightful Select say Kevin Dunn is still with WWE, for those who have been asking. He wasn't at Survivor Series, but he remains with the company. We've asked, but haven't heard of any plans for him not to be there coming soon. So that basically nixes any conversation about Kevin Dunn possibly being done with WWE. Let's look to a week on Saturday, Ring of Honor Final Battle, the last major pay-per-view of the year. And we have another title match for it. Mercedes Martinez is going to defend her belt against Athena at Final Battle. This is after Martinez comes off a spell on the shelf due to injuries. Athena's had that wonderful slow burn heel turn that culminated with her punching Aubrey Edwards, senior referee, the other week. So they're going to have themselves a showdown at Final Battle. Also, Daniel Garcia will defend the Pure title against Wheeler Yuta, and Claudio Castagnoli will face Chris Jericho for the ROH World title. But enough about wrestling. Let's talk about boxing, shall we? Shall we? Let's talk about boxing. The WWE co-CEO Stephanie McMahon made an appearance at the Wells Fargo 2022 TMT Technology Summit, and she discussed WWE making tuck-in acquisitions when those large enterprises merge or absorb smaller ones. Stephanie said that tuck-in acquisitions for WWE could include smaller wrestling promotions that they could run as territories, and some non-wrestling endeavors, such as, to quote Stephanie McMahon, boxing. Steph was very critical of the current boxing situation. She said, who's the lineal champion? Who's the WBC champion? Who's the this? It's all kind of all over the place, she explained. Stephanie also made comparisons to Vince McMahon's territory trouncing in the 80s, saying, my father, Vince McMahon, who was the chairman and CEO, obviously had the opportunity to roll up all those global territories, all those different territories, and create one major brand in WWE. Stephanie said that she wanted to recreate that success in different areas, saying she hopes to replicate it, with boxing being an idea for one of them. It's not the first time that this company has had some boxing in their lineage. Jess McMahon was a boxing promoter along with concerts and wrestling. So there's a bit of history in the boxing with WWE and potentially WWE running a boxing league. Stranger things have happened. They ran a football league, for goodness sake. Remember her? Exactly. On the Cultaholic podcast feed this weekend, it is a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review. It is the SmackDown after Milkomania. If you know, then you know. We are deep into WWF versus the Alliance in 2001. Our Matthew, Greg, and I watching every episode of SmackDown week by week. And I do hope you can join us for another slice of that tomorrow morning. If you want more classic reviews before then, Sam Driver and I watched WCW Uncensored 1996 this week as part of the Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review. You can pour yourself a lovely mug of Bovril and watch along with us right now on the podcast feed, or you can watch it with us. You can see us in the studio if you're a Patreon at patreon.com/ Cultaholic. Of course, the Full Fat Cultaholic podcast is along later on today. Join Jack, Ross, and Matthew as they talk about this bloody week in the wrestling. They answer your questions from the mailbag. They take on your Reese's Pieces and they answer one big question of the week. That's later today on the podcast feed and at youtube.com/cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, stay in touch at cultaholic.com. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. I love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.